Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast. I'm Keith Caulfield, Senior Director of Charts at Billboard.
And I'm Katie Atkinson, Billboard's Deputy Editor Digital.
What up, Katie? How are you?
You know, I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
I am all right. I'm all right. I got my ballot in the mail a week ago.
Oh, nice.
Got my sample ballot as well. So I need to study up on everything that is on the ballot, because there's more than just the presidential election that we need to study up for. But, you know, this isn't a politics podcast. So, as always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. Today on the show, we've got chart news about how the charts are absolutely savage. As Savage Love hits number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart, and 21 Savage and Metro Boomin hit number one on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. On top of that, Fleetwood Mac's Dreams continues its TikTok-inspired resurgence as the single comes back to the Hot 100 for the first time since 1977.
In addition, we'll be previewing the Billboard Music Awards, which are this Wednesday, October 14th. And a cryptic photo shared by Mariah Carey on social media has fans, and me and Keith, actually, wondering if the diva has some exciting new holiday plans for the Christmas season. What does it all mean? I've literally been thinking about this all weekend, so we will discuss that in just a moment. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast provider so you won't miss an episode. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit billboard.com/podcasts.
Okie dokie, let's do the chart chat. First up on the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart, Josh685 and Jason Derulo's Savage Love, Laxed Siren Beat, jumps 8-1 thanks to a new remix with BTS that was released on October 2nd. It's the first number one for Josh685, the second for Derulo after Whatcha Say in 2009, and the second for BTS after Dynamite. Savage Love surged with 16 million US streams in the week ending October 8th, according to Nielsen Music MRC data, and that's up 32% compared to the previous week. And it sold 76,000 copies, which is up 814%. Meanwhile, its airplay audience in the week ending October 11th was actually down 2% to 70.6 million. And pardon my email alert that just came in. Earlier in 2020, two other acts hopped on already hot songs to help them to number one and got credit for those number ones as well. Beyoncé was added to a remix of Megan Thee Stallion's Savage, which pushed it to number one, just as Nicki Minaj was added to a remix of Doja Cat's Say So, which also encouraged its move to number one. Staying with the Hot 100, Fleetwood Mac's Gone Viral 1977 number one Hot 100 single Dreams returns to the chart for the first time since 1977, as the track re-enters at number 22. In the tracking week ending October 8th, Dreams garnered 13.4 million US streams, which is up 54%, and sold 22,000 downloads, which is up 197%. Of course, all this is according to Nielsen Music MRC data, and both of those sums represent record streaming weeks and digital sales weeks for the song.
It couldn't have happened to a better song, really.
I know, right? I mean, come on, it's Fleetwood Mac, it's Dreams.
It's Fleetwood Mac, and it's my favorite Fleetwood Mac song. Of course, I was going to say If You're Living Under a Rock, but I've actually spoken with a few people who are friends that I think of as being plugged in who did not know about this TikTok video. So, if you don't know, the song was revived because of the popularity of a viral TikTok video where the song soundtracks a guy skateboarding and drinking cranberry juice. And also, breaking news, he just did a new version on Sunday to celebrate the Lakers winning the NBA championship, where he's drinking like Chardonnay and wearing a Lakers jersey. And this time he's thinking to Queen's We Are the Champions. So
oh.
Look for that queen bump.
Queen's team must have gotten to him and said, hey, can you make it happen with us like you did with
exactly.
Dreams? Well, over on the Billboard 200 albums chart, rapper 21 Savage and producer Metro Boomin's third collaborative album, Savage Mode 2, bows at number one, earning 171,000 equivalent album units in the U.S. in the week ending October 8th. The album launches with the biggest week in terms of overall units earned for either artist. It also marks the second number one for both acts, though it's the pair's first of their three co-billed sets to hit number one. So basically, translation is they both hit number one with their own solo album before. Well, and now it's the first time they've had one of their co-billed collaborative albums hit number one. So, and I say solo because Metro Boomin's number one album that he had, he's the producer. He's not the rapper.
Right.
He had a bunch of guests on his album, which was not All Heroes Wear Capes. Anyway, I just fell into a rabbit hole with that. Sorry.
Well, some big news in Billboard world this week. After being delayed from their original April 29th air date due to coronavirus, the Billboard Music Awards will finally air on Wednesday night. So that's October 14th at 8 p.m. ET on NBC.
It's been a long time coming, everybody.
It has. And one of our favorites, a friend of the pod, Kelly Clarkson, is back as host for the third year. Unfortunately, we're not chatting with her like we have in previous BBMA years. And the show will air live from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. So also not Las Vegas like normal.
This is the first time it hasn't been in Vegas since probably the mid-90s, I would imagine.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Well, and, you know, we won't be there either. That's also different.
There's that, too. We normally Katie and I would be at the actual venue, like backstage. Remember last year when... Oh, Katie, tell the story. I know we probably shouldn't...
Wait, do I remember last year when you got to speak with Madonna for like 15 minutes? Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, but what's the 30-second boil-down version of how you were behind a curtain and you overheard something?
Oh my God, why am I totally not understanding what you're prompting me for right now?
Was it about the eye patch or something?
Oh, you're talking about in the Madonna interview when I was... Because I heard Keith's Madonna interview. I was not... They actually had, like, curtains hung to, like, create a room space backstage. And when Madonna got to Keith, she had brought him a Madam X eye patch to wear during their interview, which he... gamely war. And I heard this entire exchange go down. I was just so happy for you when it was all going down, because Madonna is your everything, you know.
I'm trying to imagine like what, because like a bunch of my coworkers were outside of this curtain. I'm like, I only after the fact that I realized there was this like cavalcade of people outside. I'm like, what could they hear? Could they hear everything? I'm like,
it's probably for the best that you didn't know we were all just like eavesdropping the whole time. But, you know.
Well, you know. Anyway, so yeah, all that went down last year. We're not going to be there this time. But, you know, it's COVID, so things are different. It's just the way it works. And
there's a few other people who will be there, though, like Alicia Keys. And
Good segue, Katie.
Other artists performing include Kane Brown, Bad Bunny, BTS, Luke Combs, Doja Cat, and Vogue. I thought you might be kind of extra pumped about that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And Brandy was announced on Monday as well. I love the throwback performances at the BBMAs. They always are known for them, and they deliver. Khalid, Demi Lovato, Sia, Post Malone, and many, many more. Maybe even more to be announced before the show airs on Wednesday. And speaking of Post Malone, he is the big nominee at the show because he's nominated 16 times in 15 categories because he sold a lot of music in the last... year.
He's popular.
Quite popular. He's followed by first-time nominees Lil Nas X, who has 13, and Billie Eilish, who has 12. Khalid also ties Eilish with 12 nominations. Let's see, a couple special awards coming. We got Garth Brooks getting the Icon Award, and a brand new award called the Changemaker Award going to Killer Mike from Run the Jewels for all his social justice work. So that's a rundown. Listen, we are so excited. Even if we're not going to be there, obviously we'll be like, you know, all around everything. So please follow Billboard socials. Check in on billboard.com that night. You know, every winner, every performance, everything will have Major League covered. So that is, that's what's consuming my Wednesday.
In a good way.
In a good way. All right, moving on. We have a little like Pop Shop Podcast Investigate segment we need to do. Okay. It's like Dateline Investigates, but sure, with way less research.
And way less crime.
Yeah, and way less crime. So last week on Friday, Mariah Carey got the Lamley all worked up when she posted a photo of three director's chairs with some unexplained initials, just no context whatsoever. It said MC, AG, and JH. And the caption was just a Christmas tree emoji, and that was it. So we really need to, like, break this down because this is, you know, this is Pop Shop big news. We can tell, even though we don't know what it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, granted, by the time you hear this, it could have already been revealed. So it could be worthless. But
please don't do that to us, Mariah.
Wait until, like, Friday to reveal?
Exactly. Don't make us scrap this whole show, Mariah. Okay, so let's just talk about who is behind all of this. Obviously, I think we can assume that MC is Mariah Carey, but sure, there were some fans commenting who were like, Miley Cyrus? And it's like, no, sure, you missed the
Mariah
point of this.
Mariah Carey is directing something with yeah, Miley Cyrus in it.
She's A&Ring this Miley Cyrus track. Yes. And okay, but let's break down who we think AG and JH could be. So Keith, tell me, who does the internet think AG is?
So just to reassert, the photo was of three director's chairs, and on the director's chairs, instead of names on the back of them, they just had these initials. So AG, everyone is assuming it's probably Ariana Grande. The internet seems to think it's Ariana. You know, she's been frequently compared to Mariah, and it's a comparison that she seemed to initially sort of shy away from. But, you know, now that Ari is like a fully fledged pop queen of her own,
yeah,
you know, maybe it's the right time for Mariah and Ariana to get together, two sort of big-voiced divas. You know, that would be pretty cool to hear them together, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I understand when you're a young, you know, fledgling artist not wanting to glom onto comparisons too much because you want to have your own identity. But I think now that we know that Ariana is a pop star, you know, in her own right, we can acknowledge the similarities between their styles, their voices, their aesthetics, like everything. You know, if not for Mariah, there might not be, you know, a lot of the Ariana traits that we know and love. So
yeah, and also by
I'm
the
ready
way,
for it.
Some other suggestions. Someone suggested Andrew Garfield.
Sure.
Perhaps it's not even a singing endeavor, though he can sing. I think he can carry a tune.
Mm-hmm,
I believe, what did I tweet? I tweeted something stupid.
Wait, you had a dumb theory? I didn't pick that up for for our discussion.
I did, and it was, gosh, I can't think of it now, but it was, no. Oh, it was Amy Grant.
Oh, okay. About, that's actually not a dumb theory at all. That's delightful.
I mean, it's kind of obviously Ariana, but I'm like, what if it's Amy Grant? That would be completely crazy. I mean, she's done Christmas music before.
And at a certain time, Mariah and Amy Grant were contemporaries, pop contemporaries, like
absolutely,
when Mariah first started.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, not that crazy, but people are pretty certain AG equals Ariana Grande. So moving on to the JH of it all, the number one theory for JH is Jennifer Hudson, J-Hud.
Not Julianne Hough.
Another one, which, yes, that's a singer. she can sing and
not
dance.
Not John
and
Hyatt.
We could do this all day. Somebody said we? Jonah Hill, actually. I think I saw Jonah Hill on
Someone
there,
Someone also suggested John Hamm on Twitter.
Listen, we don't know what it is, so it could be all of these people. Like, we're assuming music because it's Mariah. But
right,
it would be hilarious if she trolled everyone that hard, honestly. She's got a good sense of humor.
It would be appropriate, too, for her to do it.
But if it were J-Hud, I feel like it would make sense. So she has not had the top 40 success of a Mariah or an Ariana, but she is, like, an amazing vocalist and the go-to vocalist for Hollywood. You know, every award show, tribute, or she's been in, you know, these live TV musical events. And, you know, she has an Oscar, too, so she's no slouch. And
yeah, so there's that.
And I mean, she's her Oscar is for Dreamgirls, doing, you know, arguably the most impressive, like, you know, vocal song of Broadway of the past, you know, however many decades. So this would make sense if we're going along the, you know, big vocal diva track.
Oh my God. Wait, what if she puts it? What if Mariah puts out another picture this week and the camera zooms out and there's two more director's chairs and one just says like B.
I was going to say, are you going to say like, B?
And the other one says like A. And then she zooms out even farther, like next week, and it says BS on another chair. And suddenly it's like Adele, Beyonce, and Barbara Streisand, all of them together on one song or one project. Come on!
If you like asked America to do the top five vocalists, like pop vocalists of all time, and then all those women just ended up on a track, yes, that'd be incredible. Yeah.
Okay,
I guess, sorry, Adele is not American, but we would still rank her in that top five.
I'll gladly accept her as one of our own.
Yes. Now, I need to mention for JH as well, a very popular Twitter theory, because K-pop fans live on Twitter, is that maybe it could be J-Hope from BTS or Jihoney from Monsta X.
Jihoney, that's a new one. I did not know that one. I knew about the J-Hope thing.
Oh, yeah. All the Monsta X fans are commenting as well. So, listen, Mariah is nothing if not a savvy businesswoman, so this would not be the most surprising move from her, because K-pop fandom being as powerful as it is, this would guarantee some success on the Billboard charts if she roped in some K-pop stars. So
she's going to save that for the remix. Yeah, the J-Hope remix.
Yes, wait for the BTS initials. I'll get the whole group there.
It expands out, and there's what it expands out even further. There's 23 chairs for everyone in NCT.
Exactly. So once again, there's some theories floating out there, but it feels like the most logical one is probably Jennifer Hudson, I think we could say. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so now that we've talked about the Who.
It's like, what is this?
Like, what is it?
It's
what
not even it? A song.
Okay, yeah. So let's just get the obvious out of the way. Christmas tree is right there in the caption. Mariah is known for her Christmas music, her Christmas album, her massive Christmas hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, which went to number one finally on the Billboard 100, Hot 100. Man, I can't say our own chart name. For the first time just last year, even though it's from 1994. So this is Christmas music is Mariah's area. So could it be a brand new song for Christmas with these three women? Could it
maybe
be an All I Want for Christmas Is You remix or remake with all three women? Maybe? Question mark?
Yes, it could be either. And she's already done kind of a festive remix a while back of All I Want for Christmas Is You with Justin Bieber. Remember that a while back? So I think that's a possibility, but she doesn't need to remix All I Want for Christmas because it's so hugely popular as it stands.
Yeah.
So if it is a song, I'm thinking maybe it's just a new song. But then again, she wouldn't want to take away shine from All I Want for Christmas or distract people from
That's
All I Want for
true.
Christmas.
Which does lead nicely into the next possibility. Back in August, Apple TV Plus announced that Mariah has her very first Christmas special. It's called Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas Special, and it's set for Christmas 2020. So knowing...
Okay, that's it.
I mean, that's it, right?
That's it. That has to be it.
So there are... I mean, the photo is of set chairs, so they're on a set. So a Christmas special makes so much sense. So now the question is not like, is it a new song? Is it a remix? It's like, what are they doing on the Christmas special? Like,
they all get performance slots. Mariah hosts a Christmas special. Ariana sings something from her Christmas EP. J-Hud comes in and sings something. They all get together and do like, you know, Jingle Bells together as a group. Mariah sings All I Want for Christmas Is You as a solo. That makes sense.
Oh, I need all three of them to perform together, though. Like, well,
no,
you
they
can't
will. They'll
tease
do,
me with
They'll
these
do something
chairs.
Together. Okay. They can do something together, but they'll also all get their solo slots as well. That makes sense. And they could probably, like, act together, too, and do skits and stuff.
Right, which, once again, leads us into a third possibility. If it's not the Christmas special, maybe some other sort of Christmas TV show or movie. I mean, all three of these women have acting experience, like these you know, whether it's movies or I mean Ari's, you know, made a name for herself as a child TV star. Jennifer Hudson, as we just said, has a flipping Oscar, so you know, I literally wrote in our script that the Hallmark Channel would explode if yes. the three of them were all in one thing. But there's a possibility that, yes, we know this special is happening, but what if it's some sort of narrative or scripted thing? We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
It could just be Mariah and Ari and J-Hud, like, you know, baking cookies and talking about traditions. And
honestly, I'd watch that all day.
Yeah.
Okay, and the final question is when, and the answer is we have no idea, because Apple TV Plus has not yet said when the special is airing, so we don't even have a vibe on when that would happen. But if you're making guesses, I remember Kacey Musgraves' holiday special debuted like the day after Thanksgiving. I mean, that is the official start of Christmas when Thanksgiving ends, and so at least we're going to have answers, because this is a Christmas-related mystery. We're going to have answers in the next like month and a half. You know,
didn't Mariah like kind of make a big deal about November 1st when she did that social media post where she fell asleep in her Halloween costume and woke up in yes. Christmas garb? And she's like, it's now time.
The real thing is that Mariah decides when it's Christmas time.
Yeah, Mariah decides when the season
so
starts.
So she'll tell us when we're going to know this and when it's Christmas. So just wait for Mariah's word.
I am super excited. I mean, come on.
No, it's awesome. I love her. She's feeding the fans, as they say right now.
She's feeding the lamely. All right. Well, now it's time for the chart stat of the week. Loving you isn't the right thing. This week in 1977, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours album, which contains the hit single Dreams, which we talked about earlier, was in the middle of a historic run at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. The set hit number one on the chart dated April 2nd, 1977, and spent 31 non-consecutive weeks at number one through its final week atop the list on January 14th, 1978. Rumours continues to hold the record for the most weeks at number one by a duo or group. The album launched four singles in the U.S., and all four of them hit the top 10 on the Hot 100. Go Your Own Way was the first single, and it reached number 10 in March of 1977, and it was followed by Dreams, which topped the list in June. Then Don't Stop hit number 3 in September, and then You Make Loving Fun peaked at number 9 in December of 1977. Rumours would finish the year as the top album on the year-end Billboard 200 chart. And of course, Rumours would also go on to win the Album of the Year Grammy at the 1978 Grammy Awards. This week also, by the way, with the resurgence of Dreams, the Rumours album jumps from number 27 to number 13 on the Billboard 200 chart, its highest rank since the spring of 2011, when it vaulted to number 11 in the wake of a Glee episode dedicated to the album. So there you have it. This week, in 1977, Rumours was number one on the Billboard 200 chart. Man, that album is great.
Oh my gosh. And I'm we've been listening to Dreams a lot. We're part of the, you know, people making Dreams surge, because we've been thinking about it and listening to it all the time. And I saw that, like, you know, Fleetwood Mac in general is just getting a bump all around, because people, you know, when you listen to a Spotify playlist or some sort of, you know, Apple Music playlist, anything, you're going to get more Fleetwood Mac music, you know? So it's just, and there's no one who deserves this more. I love the Fleetwood Mac love. It's great.
If you don't own the album, go buy it. It's worth buying and owning and holding.
Kids, go get it.
Kids. Okay, so what song should we go out on?
Oh man, well, we just mentioned a lot of Fleetwood Mac. Does it feel like we should give some shine? I feel like I'm passing this baton to you, because you are a much deeper Fleetwood Mac fan than I am. Is there a song that we should give some shine in all this Dreams mania?
Oh wow. Well, how about we do a song that was not included on Rumours, but was supposed to have been on it, but it got cut. The song, which is called Silver Springs, was revived in 1997, when the band got together and did The Dance, which was its live album, and they did Silver Springs on it. They then released it as a single, And it went on to get nominated for a Grammy Award from the live recording. So we'll go out on the live recording of Silver Springs from 1997.
Let's just give it up for Keith for all that ad-libbed information. I did not prompt him before the show, and he just came with all of that. Thank you all for listening.
See you guys next time.
Bye.